Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Walmart, the world's largest retailer known for its vast network of stores, e-commerce platforms, and influence on the global supply chain. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Walmart has built an empire on low prices and massive scale. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and the endowment effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like pricing strategy and customer loyalty?
Anchoring is central to Walmart's pricing strategy. The company's everyday low prices philosophy creates a strong price anchor in the minds of consumers. When customers think of Walmart, they associate it with low prices, which influences their perception of value across the store's offerings. This anchored perception helps Walmart maintain a competitive edge, even when individual prices may not always be the lowest on the market. The endowment effect also plays a role in customer loyalty. Walmart's extensive network of stores and services creates a sense of ownership and familiarity among co.
And this focus on low prices and convenience has made Walmart a go-to destination for millions of shoppers, appealing to both value-conscious consumers and investors who are looking for stability in the retail sector.
Exactly. Walmart's pricing strategy and expansive product offerings appeal to investors who value consistent revenue streams and market dominance. However, this approach also requires Walmart to maintain razor-thin margins, which can be challenging in a competitive retail environment where consumer preferences are constantly evolving.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Walmart. As one of the world's largest employers, DEI is particularly important for Walmart. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Walmart's approach to DEI is crucial, especially given its massive workforce and diverse customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can help Walmart improve employee satisfaction and customer loyalty, both of which are essential for maintaining its leadership position in retail. A diverse and inclusive workplace can lead to better decision-making and innovation, which is important for staying competitive in a global market. For investors, Walmart's commitment to DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, WH.
And this adaptability is essential for Walmart, especially as they face competition from both local retailers and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's trust and relevance in various markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Walmart's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the retail industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, technological advancements, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Walmart to other companies in the retail industry, like Amazon, Target, and Costco. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Walmart's dynamics are often compared to other retail giants like Amazon, Target, and Costco, particularly in their approach to pricing, customer loyalty, and market positioning. Walmart's emphasis on low prices and convenience appeals to value-conscious consumers and investors looking for stability in the retail sector. Amazon, with its focus on e-commerce and rapid delivery, appeals to tech-savvy consumers and investors interested in the future of online retail. Target, known for its combination of low prices and trendy products, appeals to a slightly different demographic, attracting investors.
And unlike Amazon, which has a strong focus on digital innovation and logistics, Walmart's strength lies in its vast physical presence and the ability to offer a wide range of products at competitive prices, appealing to a different type of investor and consumer.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Walmart, the focus on low prices, convenience, and a strong global presence provides a unique value proposition in the retail industry.
To sum up, Walmart's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their pricing strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Walmart's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.